There has been some unusual outdoor activity around Vermont this spring, but VPR's Emmy Noyes says it's nothing to be concerned about. It's just the work of volunteer citizen scientists.
If you've been spending much time outside lately, you might have seen them, counting macroinvertebrates in ephemeral vernal pools.
Two. You got two?
Yeah. Two, three, four, five, six. Whoa, big guy. Walking around right there. Seven.
Or trapping bees in bowls of soapy water. Or logging a bird sighting on a cell phone app. Or any number of vaguely strange yet official-looking activities. These citizen scientists are helping gather data that environmental scientists rely on to understand our natural world and how it's changing. Hundreds of citizen scientists in Vermont volunteer through the nonprofit Vermont Center for Eco Studies, based in the Upper Valley, and they span out across the state, documenting species from freshwater mussels to mountain-dwelling birds.
We could never afford to gather biodiversity data on such a scale with paid biologists. It's a way of gathering data over a big geographic area in a very economically efficient way.
Susan Hindigger is Associate Director for the Vermont Center for Eco Studies. She says while saving money is a big reason behind starting citizen science projects, there are other reasons, too.
By training citizen scientists to help us with our work, the individuals who volunteer benefit, they learn, they become even more curious, they become committed conservationists and more knowledgeable. That's kind of the big picture about why VCE does citizen science.
Volunteers are part of projects in partnership with state scientists, researchers at the University of Vermont, and others. Karen Bork is director of communications at the center. She says you don't have to have any special credentials to be a citizen scientist.
These programs, people can join with absolutely no knowledge, no science background, because we provide the training and direction and inspiration.
And there are also volunteers who come to the projects with a wealth of knowledge, like vernal pool monitor John Jose.
If you look at the eggs, they have a white color to them. That's actually an indication that we've got a lot of unviable embryos that are not going to hatch.
Jose is a former member of the Montpelier Conservation Commission and a frequent visitor to the city's vernal pools. He and Calais resident Molly Murray are keeping tabs on a vernal pool in Montpelier's Hubbard Park. That includes counting egg masses laid by wood frogs and checking on their progress, and knowing when something might be wrong. And it's also important to know what things look like when everything is right on track.
So that's what we should see a lot of, is those tiny, small, dark-colored tadpoles just leaving the eggs, feeding on the algae that's on the egg masses, and maybe even starting to spread out a little bit.
The work Jose and Murray are doing today provides baseline data for future studies. And Susan Hindigger says that's critically important, especially as the climate changes.
You can't evaluate how things are trending, how populations are changing, without knowing what they used to be.
So don't be worried if, in your travels, you see someone conducting citizen science. The work they're doing now could benefit Vermont for years to come. You might even thank them. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.